Hi, I'm NG Jones and you're listening to the podcast Sounds About Right, audiobooks to help us understand the world, the book club that's all about learning new things and challenging our perspectives. Hi guys, and welcome to the fourth edition of the podcast. Now, the book I will be talking about this week is Outliers, The Story of Success, and it's written by Malcolm Gladwell, who's a Canadian journalist, author, and public speaker. Now, I have got some history with this book because I read the physical copy while I was away traveling in Africa, and this was around 2018. So, of course, the technical revolution was in full swing then. So this means that whenever I was bored, I was very used to whipping up my phone and checking either WhatsApp, YouTube, a social media app, whatever I could do to pass time or sort out my boredom. And around about that time, if you're traveling around Europe, the deals you can get from your operator was great. So your existing data package would work around, let's say, without having to buy any add-ons in Europe. And in America, the add-on deals wasn't too expensive, but my goodness, when I traveled to Africa, I remember the deal that was offered to me from an operator was something along the lines of £5 for 100 megabytes, and I literally remember purchasing it and going on the internet and watching a video on YouTube, and the data was gone within minutes. So anyway, I say all that to say, around about these times, I'd gotten into the habit of reading lightly, but it will still take me a long time to finish books, if I'm going to be honest. And I think maybe it's because it's just so easy to be distracted by our surroundings these days with our mobile phones, which consists of apps that demand your attention once a notification rings off. And even if it doesn't, certain apps are just designed in a way to make us pick up the phones for no reason. And we have smart TVs where we can watch anything and everything we like. Gone are the days where you have to be at your TV at a certain time to watch a certain show. We now have TV catch-ups, Netflix, Amazon Prime, HBO Max, you name it. But anyway, my brother and I, we packed some books to read during our travels, and he packed Outliers and I packed another. It was probably some boring book on finance. It was very, very boring. And thank God he decided to swap with me, and so I gave him my book and he gave me Outliers to read. And I think for the first time in years, I was able to really hone in and focus on what I was reading. Too often in the past, I'd gotten into the habit of reading and then breaking my concentration for whatever silly reason. But while I was in Africa, I kind of had no choice but to really focus and read this book. I think I finished it within 2 days, and I remember at the time just thinking, wow. And so for this week, I was playing around with some ideas on what audiobook I should listen to next, and then Outliers sprung to mind. And I think it's because at the time when I read the physical copy of the book, I really was curious about the world and just wanted to absorb any book I can to gain a better understanding. Don't ask me why I picked a book on finance initially for our trip, but I think upon reflection, this book was probably the perfect catalyst in sparking that curiosity in me. And even though I read the physical copy about 4 years ago, I still make reference to its contents when I'm with friends having discussions about the perception of success and circumstances. So it sprung to my mind and I thought, hey, why don't I just talk about it? So this time round, I listened to the audiobook and it was just as compelling as it was when I read it the first time round. This sounds crazy to say, but the audiobook's about 7 hours long and I finished it in a day. I am not making that recommendation for you to listen to audiobook in a day. Listen, if you enjoy the book or not, then do whatever suits yourself. But some are just so good, you're literally thinking, hey, I need to... Time is flying whilst you're listening to it, but also you're just thinking, no, I want to know what's happening in the next chapter. I want to listen to the next chapter. I want to, you know, hear what else the book has to offer. And this was definitely one of them. Actually, as a quick side note, I would really like to know if there is a specific audiobook that you've listened to that you finished within 1 day. Now, the only caveat is, please do not tell me your audiobook is about 2 hours or 3 hours. Even 4 hours is not enough. I need to hear a book that's at least 7 hours long that you've managed to complete within 1 day. And what book it was, why did you manage to finish it so quickly, and how did you find it? Was there anything you learned about it? Let me know, because that might just be the next audiobook that I listen to. Anyway, outliers. And so Malcolm Gladwell's ambition in this book is about men and women who do things out of the ordinary. So he looks into outliers such as geniuses, business tycoons, but he argues that there is something wrong with how we look at success. Naturally, when it comes to speaking about someone who has achieved success, we want to know what they're like, the qualities they have, how intelligent they are, their lifestyle or special talent they were born with. And it being those qualities that we usually look at, and we assume that the person rose to the pinnacle of their field, but we tend to deeply focus success around the efforts of the individual rather than looking deeply into factors which are unique to the individual, but also provides a good and better understanding as to how they got where they are. So in this book, Malcolm Gladwell makes the case that looking at success this way that we are used to, and those simplified rags to riches stories, do not work. People do not rise from nothing, and we do owe something to parentage, patronage, and success can be attributed to advantages that are hidden and opportunities that are very extraordinary. He even looks into cultural legacies, which he argues gives the individual from this kind of background the mindset to work hard and make sense of the world in which others cannot. And he makes the point in this book that where and when we grew up makes a difference. The culture we belong to and the legacies passed down by our forebearers shape us in ways that we can't imagine. And the first example he talks about is about a Canadian hockey team who are competing, and the rhetoric is that the players and how they got to the pinnacle of the profession is down to sheer hard work and talent. However, there was something else which was barely looked into. And this was that from young, the hockey team's cutoff date in Canada for age class hockey was January the 1st. So this meant that a 9-year-old who tried out for a hockey team who was born in January the 2nd will be almost a year older than the kids born closer to the end of the year. Around those formative years, that is a huge difference. And that meant that the kids born in the first 3 months of the year, who are bigger and more coordinated, but also benefited from being alive for those extra few months, will be looked at more favorably. The snowball effect is whenever a player is picked on the basis of this, is that they get better coaching, they play more games, they practice more, play with better players. So by the age of 13, 14, with better coaching and practice, they will be much better than the kids born in the later part of the year who were never picked. And the audiobook version of Outliers that I listened to didn't come with any accompanying PDFs, but I remember when I was reading the physical copy of this book and it listed out the teams in question, their birthday dates. And overwhelmingly, it was mostly January, February and March birthdays that the team consisted of. And then the birthday months of the professional hockey teams was looked into also. And most birthday dates of the pro hockey players were born in January once again by an overwhelming majority. And there were 5 times more hockey players born in January than those born in November. And the clear thing here is that because of the cutoff dates, the kids who were born in January will just have a better advantage in turning pro. Hence why most of the professionals were born in January as opposed to November. And the sad thing here is that it literally means that there is, or was at the time of the book, a generation of hockey players who most likely probably would have been competent enough to have turned pro, but because of the time they were born, the opportunities was not given to them as it would have been to someone, a kid who was born earlier in the year that was bigger and had literally had the advantage of being alive for a couple of months longer, which makes all the difference at that time, especially during the formative years. And I suppose one thing I liked about this book is that I couldn't help but compare this to my own experiences. And that's what's just so amazing. It really does have you reflect on your own life and your upbringing and all the advantages and disadvantages you may have come across, which has brought you to the person you are today or the job you are in today. And I think that's why I enjoyed the book so much. As much as the information is very thought-provoking and challenges you to look at success through the lens of beyond what society will have you believe it is, some of the information in this book just literally had me in awe. Like the hockey example is literally within the first few chapters of the book, and Gladwell goes on to talk about the 10,000 hour rule and speaks about Silicon Valley titans such as Bill Gates and Bill Joy and even the Beatles. And with tech gurus, it looks into the years that they were born and how they had a unique opportunity to code, and how this prior experience, along with their age and at the time, was almost like a perfect big bang, as they were around 21 at the time of the launch of the personal home computer. And prior to that, they've already had the advantage of having coding experiences, which many other people within the world, in fact, would not have had the unique opportunity to do. Or how the Beatles were able to hone their craft playing live music for consecutive hours whilst they were in Hamburg, long before they were famous. But this experience, which set them well on their way to being one of the greatest rock bands ever, was what helped them to become so good at performing live, because they knew so many songs and had developed their craftsmanship and built the confidence they needed to succeed in the music industry. There's also the story of the New York Jewish lawyers, which is nothing short of inspiring and eye-opening. But once again, that's another thing I liked about the book. And the second part of the book looks more deeply into cultural legacies, which Malcolm Gladwell states they persist generation after generation, even if economic, social and demographic conditions which spawned them had vanished. Very, very deep, and they play such a role in directing attitudes and behaviours that we can't make sense of our world without them. And he goes deep into explaining how cultural legacy can cause one pilot from one nation being more likely to crash than a pilot from another, or just how the Chinese being good at maths may well be rooted within their culture, as Gladwell suggests that we have different naming systems in Western and Asian languages, and the number system in English is highly irregular as opposed to the numbering system in the Chinese culture. Each case is brought forward so well that he makes it very difficult to disagree with, actually. But beyond that, even it made me think about what cultural legacies of where I'm from, which I carry to this day, or which ones have a lasting impact on how I see things, and how much of it is a hindrance, how much of it is to my benefit. And now that I've identified this, is there any that I'd like to make any changes to, or is there any that I'd like to remain unconsciously, well, now consciously embracing? I felt as though I've gone quite deep there, but that was Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell and the things that I found interesting about it. And that is all I have for you today, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the podcast. Please do get in touch with me about your book recommendations, or tell me what part of this book you found interesting, if you'd already given it a read or listen, or whether this podcast has encouraged you to give it a read or listen. Please do let me know what your thoughts were about it. I feel as though us sharing and speaking about it helps the information circulate and stay with us for a lot longer, and creates even more personal relationships between ourselves and the books. So we'll be able to remember the valuable and incredible information, which sounds about right. I have been your host, NG Jones, and I'll catch you on the next episode.